Yeah! Yeah!
Clay, you cold.
It's my time to go get the back in. Hustle and go bring them racks in. Told them niggas I was going to get it, but they didn't believe it was laughing. I was sick of them broke nights, having to sleep on the floor. Now I trip with the cold ice and get to the bag on the road. It's my time to go get the back in. Hustle and go bring them racks in. Told them niggas I was going to get it, but they didn't believe it was laughing. I was sick of them broke nights, having to sleep on the floor. Now I trip with the cold ice and I get to the bag on the road. That's up now. Count me out, no, never that. I really been in it since day one. I put in real work around the city and I kept on putting till my day come. Cause I never sat on my ass. I was always on go for the cash. Killing every show, we hitting different cities. So these major niggas, I'm on their ass. See, I'm coming for any and every single thing they said that I would never have. Like a foreign whip and a bad bitch. Big mission with a wall full of plaques. It was my time to go. I've been on my grind for sure. I give it my all, 24-7. It's finally my time to blow. I'm a different nigga on some different shit. That's the main reason I stand out. I was born and bred from a family of hustle. I never needed no handout. I had to go out and grind for mine. Get it by any means. Focus on nothing but taking the green. Determined and destined to live in the dream. Staying motivated by so many who flex and hated on me and the team. Now we getting to the bag and counting these racks and flexing when we hit the scene. I'ma go and get it, rep for the city. Really make them all proud of me. So my folks in the hood and my people on lock. And fuck anybody that's doubting. My time to go get the back in. Hustle and go bring them racks in. Told them niggas I was going to get it, but they didn't believe it was laughing. I was sick of them broke nights, having to sleep on the floor. Now I trip with the cold ice and get to the bag on the road. It's my time to go get the back in. Hustle and go bring them racks in. Told them niggas I was going to get it, but they didn't believe it was laughing. I was sick of them broke nights, having to sleep on the floor. Now I trip with the cold ice and I get to the bag on the road. And it's up now. I'm getting to the bag on the road. More money, more money, more money. And I'm coming up off the back end. Them 20s, them 50s, and 100s. Yeah, I need it all, my nigga. I just wanna ball, my nigga. My time to ride from the hard days, cause I've been through it all, my nigga. From the dope heads knocking on the door to the straight bullets through the front screen. Or having to sleep on a cold blow, cause the killers might come through dumping. Every day was a struggle, tea later was a hustler. Worked the two jobs to raise four kids on God, mama, I love you. See, mama birthed me, but the G's taught me how to go out there and work my muscle. Stand on my own, expect nothing from no one. If I wanted to shine, I had to hustle. And even though I'm on the come up, I can never forget where I came from. Shout out to Corpus Christi and Atone City. Much love for my day one. On God, when a nigga get on, we gon' fuck up some bands while the bad bitches say something. Sit back and laugh about the old times. The same hoes wouldn't say nothing. But it's up now, and it's big double R's on the truck now. Steady counting these digits and these other stitches. And famous bitches wanna fuck now. It's my time to go get the back in. Hustle and go bring them racks in. Told them niggas I was going to get it, but they didn't believe it was laughing. I was sick of them broke nights, having to sleep on the floor. Now I trip with the cold ice and get to the bag on the road. It's my time to go get the back in. Hustle and go bring them racks in. Told them niggas I was going to get it, but they didn't believe it was laughing. I was sick of them broke nights, having to sleep on the floor. Now I trip with the cold ice and I get to the bag on the road. That's up now.
Yeah, big shout out to Black Air right there, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. Appreciate everybody, man, that take time. Tune in, Femo Nation Radio, this is Jerkin 101, volume 67, with this, y'all, we don't get it in, man, everything's up now, man, so much jerk-tastic energy, and there's so many wonderful things that are happening for people all over. You got to be excited about your journey, all way up until now, man. If you're not excited about your journey up until now, then you got to fix that, right? But we're going to chop some, man. We're going to spin some music. We're going to have some fun, you dig? So appreciate everybody out there that's taking time out, tuning in to your shows, man. We're going to get it jerking. Got to say, man, it's a lot of opportunities, man. You just got to grab them, man. You just got to grab them, right? And I know, like, we always talk about artists, but for everybody, it's a lot of opportunities out there depending on where you're looking, depending on how you're pushing, depending on what you know. You dig? And sometimes, man, having the information, having the knowledge, you know what I mean, get you a lot of places. Of course it can, right? Another thing, man, you got to know where to place yourself, right? And especially for artists and people in the entertainment, the music industry, you got to know where to place yourself, man. You got to place yourself in places that you are not. You got to understand, okay, how am I going to attract these people over here if I'm not, if I don't have anything over here? Okay, how I'm going to reach or know somebody in this place if I'm not doing anything that will align me with somebody in this state or somebody in this country? I ask artists all the time, man, from here in the United States, how many songs or how much work do you have with international artists? You know what I mean? Do you have any songs with any international artists? Have you worked with any international producers? Have you collabed with any international producers or anything like that? You know what I mean? Because that's crucial too. It's fan bases and markets out there everywhere. And it's a lot of producers. It's a lot of artists. It's a lot of everything, right? So don't limit yourself to only here. I've made a lot of great connections, man, and I've met a lot of great people from all over the world simply by being that type of person, man, that is willing and open to learn about somebody that I might not know about or to reach out and give someone an opportunity in a place that's not even in my own country, not even my own city, not even my own state, not even my own friends, you know, networking with people and actually networking to where it leads to something. See, I've always been open to that, man, and I realize as I look over the game, and I look over the industry, especially on the local and upcoming level, sometimes we block ourselves off by doing most of our work with those that we're comfortable with. So sometimes, you know, it comes later on, but a lot of people who tap into that early on, you know what I mean, only grows it as time goes. So you hear a lot of music that we play here on the show, man, it's from different countries. Some of them we even play, man, in different languages, you dig? Because, you know, that's their language. So I challenge artists and producers, too. Hey, look out there, man. It's artists and people everywhere, all over the country, all over the world. Expand your reach and work with some of those great, talented people, man. They're very talented, and I'm pretty sure, you know, talking with them, networking with them, y'all can form some kind of connection, and y'all can get that jerking in, man. That's what it's about, right? No limitations, man. I don't like putting limitations on your passion, especially not in this game, because that's one of the key goals is to not have limits, is to be able to reach as many people as you can and as many places as you can and have them, you know what I mean, rocking with you, supporting you, you supporting them, and all that good stuff, right? So you want to do that, and it also comes with cross-demographics, you know what I mean? To cross into your demographics, you get to cross to their demographics, depending on how each one of y'all handle the situation, and it can be working out for good for everybody. Again, man, international artists, man, people out there, people in different states and different countries, expand your reach, man, and work with these type of people. And I also tell artists, why are you doing this? Get your list together, man. You can do it in your email. Get you some way, a folder or something in your email, man, to where you can start collecting your contacts, man. You want to start collecting your contacts, graphic designers, videographers, producers, labels, promotion teams, radio shows, podcasts, all these type of things, clothing lines and clothing designers, all these type of things that you're going to need. Start building up your contacts, man. Start building up your contacts. That way you don't always have to ask. You can go to your contacts, contact your contact, boom, bam, get to work, right? Only time you really want to ask on a major scale is if you just, you know, want to work with somebody new or something like that or giving somebody opportunity to work with you, right? But other than that, build up your contacts. You should be able to say, okay, man, it's time for me to shoot a video. Boom, I know this person right here, this person, this person here. You might not know them personally, might never not have ever done business with them. But you got their information so you know how to contact them and reach them because you know that's what they handle. So start doing some of these things now. You did start doing some of these things now, not just off the top of your brain because a lot of people forget. But if you can do that, more power to you. Start getting your contacts up, man. Get your contacts up because you're going to need them moving forward, especially if everything pop and you trying to, you know, continue to get that work, man. You don't always have to wait, you know what I mean, and go off of a whimsy or what if when you got people in your contact that you know is proven and they going to make sure you get right. So get your contacts up, man. Get your contacts up, man. You can do it in your email book or however you feel like doing it. You want to put it in your phone, whatever. But, you know, make sure you're saving this stuff in case your phone messed up is still saved in your data, in your Gmail, and all of that good stuff so you can be able to get to it. Get your contact list up so at any given time, any service that you need, you can point yourself in the right direction. Learning is key, man. Learning is a part of your growth. The more you learn, the more you grow. The more you fail, then the more you know what not to do, and you can avoid it the next time around so that you can succeed. So you can never succeed without failure, but you have to learn. You got to learn, and you got to keep feeding yourself with these things. Again, lots of opportunity out there. Lots of opportunity out there. And another big thing, too, man, always remember, especially for artists, always remember, you never know who's watching and who's looking, who's listening. You never know these things, right? So somebody that might have an opportunity that they want to throw you might be rocking with someone else. Might not be rocking with you. They might not be following you. They might not know anything about you. But when you cross paths with this person and cross work with this person, now they didn't came in contact with you. Now what a lot of artists does, a lot of local artists, upcoming artists, they already assume that those person people are going to automatically become their fans or their followers or their friends and these type of things. It doesn't work like that all the time, right? Sometimes just the way you've earned any other people to be your fans and followers and listeners and viewers and these type of things, you're going to have to earn them as well. So when you go on different people, say, platforms and these type of things, or you crossing demographics, you got to make sure to do your follow-up. You got to make sure to be consistent with that follow-up so that you can keep that connection open and that connection growing. Now, if people can do this here in the United States and keep a connection open here in the United States and with people in different countries all around the world, you never know who's watching. I know a whole lot of this is a whole nother that's right. And then it was some more that has billions things and all this. But here I am. That's the biggest thing. The impact of this a lot of song, a lot of numbers on their song, but no real push, no real growth, no real elevation. That's it. That's what getting out of it. That's it. It's nothing not pushing to a higher plateau, right? So, again, you never know who's watching. You never know who's listening. And just because you might think this person is this and this, you don't know who's supporting that person. You don't know who's watching them people, who's listening to them people that come across you. So when you do that, make sure to do your follow-ups. Make sure to do your check-ins. Make sure to make your voice be heard. Make sure to let your face be seen. Match your face, match your voice, match your work. That way, the more that they see you, the more they get a feel with you, the more they can connect, right? Big shout out to our sponsor, man, GT Digital Deeper Entertainment. We're getting ready to get in this murder for Armageddon Myers featuring Chris Calico. Let's go.
Really the body, but was obvious though. Bobby the two a poppy copy flow, but it don't stop me though. I can't get on top of the top of it until it's obviously a body kicking it and I don't mean karate. They said, ooh shit, how we do this? Shit's abusive. Black and blue contusion about his music. What's producing? Stupid, that should prove it. Substituting fools with fluid movement. Gotta let them battle me, battle me, and I will battle you battle me. If they tattle me, cattle me. Having your body tattle me. They won't battle me, ain't no matter me, tattle me. If they added it, battle me, be the daddy on Saturday. Whoa, keep going. I can dead it and edit it. I'm a vet and forget it. I'm the nigga that did it. I can make you get ignited. And I've been in the wedding and stay ahead of the end before you enter the break of
that. Up out of the bottle, hitting the throttle, mobbing, they can follow the model, cockin' the hollow, bust to get a top of the ball, only chopper at a chopper, I'ma be at the mall.
Let it go and murder, I'm now me, sir, yeah. Let it go and murder, I'm now me, sir.
Get the sickest, now we cooking in the kitchen. Everybody come and miss it when it's in the position. The rhythm, the rhythm, the rhythm for the day. Cause they get the ticket on the flow, can I? They don't really like me, I don't give a fuck about your person. I feel like you stupid for overthinking. They think it that you know me, cause I talk about your homie. Never step into the killer, hell, it wasn't coming back. I really, really didn't let me go with pants and strokes to the chainsaw. I hit your flesh, it gets a little ugly when I hit the nigga first. And it really above nothing, but I come down. Multidimensional with these rounds and sounds. Yes, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Remember the timeline when I get them, then I really put them. You can die, get them, I write with them, with the rhyme, I get them. The mind is a lie, that can I go get them. Step over life when I ride your rider. Tell them it's my ears deep in the fire. Tell them it's nothing, we kill the gorillas. They know nothing either, so kill them.
Go and murder, come now me, sir.
I can't live without you. Oh,
it's only been half a day.
say. I got to drop this, man. I got to get into this before we get back into some music, though, man. The state of Oklahoma versus Meta. That's right, man. The state of Oklahoma is filing a lawsuit against Meta, right? The company known, y'all know, for the social media site, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. The Oklahoma Attorney General, said that the lawsuit on Tuesday that Meta violated laws by designing its platforms to trap children in excessive and harmful environments that cause serious mental health issues. Meta also deceives parents and young users about the safety of using Instagram and Facebook, right? So Meta has fueled the youth mental health crisis we are facing by taking advantage of vulnerable children and teens with unfair and deceptive practices. That's what Drummond said. The company has enriched itself by pushing young social media users onto its platforms and then exploiting the vulnerabilities of children and teens to turn a profit. Drummond is among nine other AGs who are filing state lawsuits against Meta. Meanwhile, 33 other states have filed a federal lawsuit against the company following a years-long multi-state investigation, right? The lawsuit filed in federal court in California also claims that Meta routinely collects data on children under 13 without their parents' consent and violating the federal law. Man, ain't that something? The broad-ranging suit is the result of an investigation led by the bipartisan coalition of attorney generals from California, Florida, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Nebraska, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Vermont. You know what I mean? Now, that's a big thing, man. Y'all got to check it out. Look into it, man. The Oklahoma files the state lawsuit against Meta, man, for its deceptive practices targeting kids. You dig? So if it comes out, you know, when they do their investigation, which they've already clearly done, but if it come out, I'm interested to see some of the, you know, the facts and the evidence that they put out there for the public to know, public to be aware of, so that we can know, because clearly if they taking information, man, from kids, children 13 and under, kids, no matter, just kids in general, without their parents' consent, then by federal law, like you said, that's illegal to do. So my thing is, so what do you do? What is the punishment for that? What is the punishment for Meta for doing that? Is they got to pay out? And if they got to pay out, who the hell are they going to pay it to? You know what I mean? Are they paying it to all the families of the people and information that they took from their kids? Or they paying it to the state? Or who the hell are they paying the money to? Or what's going to happen? They close down? There ain't going to be no more Meta no more because, you know what I mean, certain things that were normal people or other businesses, you get shut down. So it's interesting to see how that plays out, man, with Meta being who Meta is and what is, you know, connected, the type of company it is, with that lawsuit and it already being so many other states that have already filed lawsuits and filed lawsuits against them. So it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, where how Meta ends up in all of that. That's crazy. But that's social media, man, and they after our kids. We know this. We talk about this all the time, man. It's a lot of things out there that want our kids because our kids, you know, are young and they have youth left, so they have time to grow. They have time to do things. So they want our kids, man. They want that information on how to reach them so they can have their parents buying this and doing this or whatever it is. But our kids are very crucial, man, and very precious. And there's a lot of people out there in business that runs advertising and marketing to target kids. And that's just facts, man. It's just what it is, man. And the kids nowadays, everything they have access to, they can get caught in that marketing. They can get caught in that advertising. Pockets one way or another or something similar. And you got to leave the kids alone. Everybody want to attack the kids alone, man. Leave the kids alone and let the kids be able to grow up and live their life how they got to, you know, the right way, man. We've already broke down the stats about the youth, the stats when it comes to the anxiety and their stress levels, these type of things, right? So come on, man. And so I agree with them. Like I said, I agree with them because the data says exactly that for what they're saying. But now the whole social media part, I could imagine, but I didn't know the data on it. So if that's what it is, then yeah, they got to put a cap on that, right? Parents, grown folks, I'm pretty sure it's causing us a lot of the same type issues too had we grown. We should know better or not. And sometimes we just choose to do what we do because it's entertaining. With the kids, their minds are very fragile, man. So we got to watch these big corporations and we got to watch what they do. Some of them ain't all as good as they plan out to be, man. And some of them, their intentions are very different than what they put on. And the fine print is always a big thing. The fine print is always big. So it just, like I said, I just like to see that because I want to know, man. So what about the kids' information that you use? Are those parents, that would be a super cool thing. If you could get all those names, and you ain't got to release them to public because they minors and they kids, but if you could compensate them parents and compensate their families for using their identification and using their, you know, all of that information, man, you know, because you never know, man. That could help a family out. That could turn a family that's going through something bad right now and put them on the road to breaking even or even put them on the road to where they ahead. It can help that child out. It can help the circumstances, situations, all this type stuff. And if you've been doing it, you're a big corporation, then you got the bread to pay and pay the people, man. Right now, the people, you know, I ain't saying everybody's just broke or nothing like that, but financial money or something like that, man, for doing that will help families out there. And that could be a way, man, to actually help, you know, boost some people's, man, spirits and boost their family energy and their family motivation, man. You know, use their kids' information. Damn, that's how I see it. But y'all know how it go, man. So I'm going to get into this music and come back, man, because I got something. It's a lot of things going on out there, man. If you know, AI is an AI company, man, going through a big major lawsuit right now, man. We told y'all stay on the lookout for this AI stuff because of the whole lyrics type situation. So they getting sued and they going to end up getting nailed to the wall, man, because of what the AI platform is doing. And it's supposed to be designed to, like, help artists and help writers and these type of things. But all the information that gets inputted into this AI system might not be, you know, cleared through copyrights. We got to remember that, man. So I'm going to get into that when we come back. Let's go. Love another nigga like me. Don't do it. Kiss another nigga like me. Don't do it. Try to find a nigga like me. Yeah. Don't you go. Love another nigga like me. Kiss another nigga like me. Try to find a nigga like me. Don't you go. Love another nigga like me. Kiss another nigga like me. Try to find a nigga like me. Don't you go. Love another nigga like me. Kiss another nigga like me.
Don't you go, cause you know that I'm on you. Everything I say I'ma do, baby, I'm gonna. Can't nobody do what I do, baby, I'm one of. Tell me who gon' love you like that. You know, I know. We just keep it solo. Shining, but they don't know. We can't not be stars. Oh yeah. Baby, tell them I said it. Ain't no quitting, we got shit to do. The time where we headed. Just tell me what you want, baby, we can go get it. Baby, sky is the limit. Sorry, I'm just a nigga, yeah. I'm one of a kind. So hard to find a nigga like I. No one like me, so don't waste your time. I'ma be the nigga that's gonna change your life. Baby, I know you know what I mean when I say it. I ain't never playing. All you gotta think about is all the shit I do. Girl, I do it for you. There ain't really much that I can say, yeah. You know everything, everything that I like. I can never trip, girl, no way, no. You stay solid since this ride had begun. I don't know why all these niggas playing. Acting like they don't know that I ain't the one. I think I should be the one to tell you. Everything I do it for life. Yeah. Everything I do nothing twice. Yeah. Leave it up to God, that's why I don't fight. The love of my life.
These days you gotta know somebody to be somebody, that shit is twisted. So you work so hard trying to make a living, get it from the source to the top, never give it. Role model for the instance, had a boy nine chance, came up for the mission. Shoulder to shoulder, we up in the quota, make moves in the silence, avoiding the vultures. Wake up and vision it, I could be living it, you gon' be wishing that you was there witnessing, huh? Gotta know somebody to be somebody, wasn't listening. Who would've thought that the secret was different? While he's so focused on blending in with the bitch, you could be someone but rather be her. Why you still fronting when that ain't the win? Running in place, we gon' run it again. Ain't running in place, no witness to end. So, was it with you when you climbed? Don't deserve you with your finest. Wrong.
You could be special.
Tryna make a killin' when I get up in the morning, checking my bank account. I want the fans, keep all the clout. I wanna fly, talking about clouds. They know where I'm going, but this life's so crazy. Ain't no way of knowing, so let me turn this engine on. Destination in the sky, I know I'm special, nothing on. That's why my eyes are high, but taking flight. I'll never switch up, always thinking so my dreams got bigger, taller. I got promoted, so I work a little harder. Reading the quota, make faces with dollars, and we on a mission. I got the turbo, with nothing but hope. And a wish for a spot for my gift.
Hold on, 'cause I stupid with a funny smell. Real intriguing, maybe pleasing, do I like it, couldn't tell. So I get a little closer, try and make it out. Then I realize I was stuck, couldn't make it out. Door never closed, but I couldn't make it to it. Room pitch black, but that light still shined through it. It make me wonder if I felt a little smarter. Probably fought a little harder with the gag a little shorter. Plus the prayers of my grandmother, daughter, and my grandmother too. I could probably make it through. I hear my grandma screaming loud, "Hey, spook, I ain't never lied to you, so you gotta know the truth. God is the one, Jesus is the son, the spirit is within, and your time has begun.
I can see you chasing through your room at night, but hold on.
Purpose, man, featuring Alicia Rye, man. Big shout out to Push out of y'all. Make sure y'all go check them out. A lot of great fire, man. But I got to bring this to you, man. I got to bring this because there's a lot going on in Oklahoma, man. If you're in Oklahoma, man, you might have already caught about this, caught awareness of this. But again, man, Oklahoma Attorney General, man, he filed a lawsuit to stop the first publicly funded religious school in the United States, right? So Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General Drummond on Friday sued to stop a state board for establishing and funding what would be the nation's first religious public charter school after the board ignored Drummond's warning that it would violate both the state and U.S. constitutions. Drummond filed a lawsuit with Oklahoma Supreme Court against the Oklahoma Statewide Virtual Charter School Board after three of the board's members this week signed a contract for the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School, which is sponsored, you know what I mean, out of Oklahoma City. They said, make no mistake, if the Catholic Church was permitted to have a public virtual charter school, a reckoning will follow, which this state will be faced with the unprecedented and quandary of processing requests to directly fund all petitioning sanctuary groups, the lawsuit states. Right? I don't know what's wrong with that, but the school board voted 3-2 in June to approve the school man application to establish the online public charter school, which would be open to students across the state in kindergarten through grade 12. In its application, though, it said that the vision is that the school participates in evangelizing mission of the church and is the privileged environment in which Christian education is carried out. The approval of a publicly funded religious school is the latest in a series of actions taken by conservative-led states that include efforts to teach the Bible in public schools and to ban books, lessons about race, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Oklahoma's constitution specifically prohibits the use of public money or property being used directly or indirectly for the use or benefit of any church or system of religion. Nearly 60% of Oklahoma voters rejected a proposal in 2016 to remove that language from the Constitution. 60% of Oklahoma voters rejected a proposal in 2016 to remove that part of the language from Oklahoma's Constitution. And the Oklahoma's Constitution says it prohibits the use of public money or property from being used directly or indirectly for the use or benefit of any church or system of religion. Right? So a group of Oklahoma parents, man, faith leaders, and a public education nonprofit already filed a lawsuit in the district court in July seeking to stop the St. Isidore from operating as a charter school in Oklahoma. So that case is still pending. Oklahoma's Republican governor, Stent, who earlier this year signed a bill that would give parents public funds to send their children to private schools, including religion schools, criticized Drummond's lawsuit as a political stunt. Right? So there you have it, man. Oklahoma Attorney General files a lawsuit to stop the first publicly funded religious school in the United States. Now, I know a lot of people in the country and a lot of people around the world, man, had an opportunity to discuss a lot of things with a lot of people. So I know some people that's probably on all sides of this right here, man. And for me, excuse me, I don't want to say this because I'm going to stand by what I say, man. I don't see nothing wrong with having a religious public school, man. If that's the choice you want to go, if that's where you want to take your child, if that's where you, you know, if that's what your decision as parents or as guardians, where you want to place your child, why would it be wrong to do that? Now, I understand laws and I understand, you know, the regulations and those things behind that. I understand that all together, you dig? So if it was some way to allow them to do that and make that choice, cool. We could break down public school system stats. We could break down private school system stats. We could break down and go through all these things, but it all comes down to is having that choice. Having that choice versus not having that choice. And legally, you know what it's going to do for that legally. Then you have to, and that's what they're saying. If they do it for the Catholic Church, right? And it just in layman's saying, if they do it for the Catholic Church, then they're going to have to do it for everybody else. They're going to have to do it for everybody else. It's basically what they're saying, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. You know what I mean? They don't want that because it'll interfere with the state, you know what I mean, and federal laws and all of this. But times change. Things change, man. And they change so many laws to fit their needs. They change so many things, you know what I mean, rules and regulations to fit their needs so that they're comfortable and they can get along a little bit better. So you're going to have to do some things like that for the people. I mean, if they decide to take their kids to a public church, public school, and it's a school of the religion, that's their right to do. This is America, and we should have that right to do that. Now, I'm saying I went to a private school, but we had to pay for it as well, like a lot of other people. I went, spent time. I didn't go there for like years and years and years, so y'all be thinking I came for millions and nothing. But I spent time at a private school, you know, and I had to help clean up the weight room after football practice and after school, you know, wipe down the equipment, vacuum, sanitize everything. And that helped pay for my scholarship to go to the school that I was at, pick up trash. You know, we didn't have to pick up trash a whole lot, but, you know, just little stuff like that, man, but actual work. So did that and football practice and worked a part-time job doing school. So I, you know, understand, but that's the choice you give parents. You know, the parents have that choice. If they want to send their kid over here, then let them send their kid over here. If they meet the qualifications, district, I know school district, you have to be in this district. It's some schools that can bus you in even if you stay out of school district. So it's a lot of things that go on with that, but the choice of the people, the choice of the people, you know what I mean? And if you take that away, then are we really advancing as a culture, as far as in humans, as people, are we really advancing from the times that we said we came from, right? And you can say, well, man, that's wrong. You, like I said, I know people on both sides. I ain't saying either one of y'all wrong. Well, I'm just saying for me, man, I feel like if that's a parent's choice, if a parent said, and then if the votes go through in these things, so then that right there should tell you something too. If the votes is for it, then maybe it's time to sit down at the round table put that topic on the board of discussion and really sit down, put y'all heads together, man, and see some kind of common ground you could go through or whatever it may be. You dig? However you got to do it, maybe do that. You done did it for other things. You done did it for other groups of people. You done did it for other organizations. They done made certain laws and certain things into the laws, into the rules now for all kind of other things, right? So, I mean, that's what they do. You know what I mean? They bend a little bit here, bend a little bit there, allow a little bit here, allow this here. So I feel like this is the same type situation, man. The times is 2023. It's only moving forward. And you got AI was talking about replacing, what, 2 point some million jobs or billion jobs when it comes to 2030. So, I mean, hey, man, we got, let them do that. Let them do that if that's their choice, man, because the stress is not letting up on the generation that we just talked about as being targeted. The anxiety is not letting up. So they young now, but they're going to end up being our age at one point in time in their life. So a lot of these things are going to affect them, and that's, you know, what's kind of going on. So however you feel about that, man, y'all let me know. I don't know if too many people talking about it on social media or whatever, but how do you feel out there about the whole Oklahoma having an opportunity to be and have the first religious school, public school in the nation? You know what I mean? Publicly funded. But see, that's the part. I bet you they're tripping over that whole funded part, man. You know, a lot of people like them at the time don't like give up money. But the funded part, Oklahoma having an opportunity to have the first publicly funded religious school in the United States, in the country. You know, and it was shot down by, you know, the Oklahoma Attorney General, who, well, he filed a lawsuit to stop it. So however you feel out there, man, hey, y'all let me know, man. If you connected with me on social media, Femo Nation Forever Radio 2, you can inbox there. You can jump on the post there. Me, y'all already know what it is, Robert Parker on Facebook, man. You can go to my Mr., a.k.a. the Jerk Kings Point Blank page. Let me know, holla at me, man. You can email us, choponitradio@gmail.com, man. And on the next show I get on, I'll make sure I read your comments on too, man. And yeah, keep sending the topics and keep sending things that y'all want me to cover, because I'm going to touch on them. I touch on a little bit of everything, man. But again, that right there, that's a couple things right there from Oklahoma, man. It's a lot of shit going on in Oklahoma, but that one right there, Oklahoma Attorney General files lawsuit to stop the first publicly funded religious school in the United States, man. And I got to talk about another big thing we've been working on, man, and I put it out there on social media today, and it's involving the Extreme Tour. Big shouts out to Mr. Damon Curtis, man. Big shouts out to Mr. Curtis. Very, very cool guy, man. Very cool guy, man of the faith. Very respectable brother, intelligent man. Got a lot of respect for him already. So big shouts out to him. The Extreme Tour, man. We will be working, myself, along with Femo Nation Forever. We have partnered up with the Extreme Tour, and it's something that's very, very impactful, man. Very something powerful, man. The message behind all of it. When I came in contact with it, the first thing that came to me, man, was like, man, we got to get this to our area. You know what I mean? And it wasn't like nothing for us, because we don't make no profit off of it, but it's for the people, man. It's for everybody else. So much hurt and so much pain, so much anger, so much animosity, just so much loss has been going on since I've been back. I've been back, what, 5 years, man, and I've seen so much hurt and so much loss in the community. And when I came and passed and this came across my path and was able to connect, that's the first thing I thought of was, man, I got to do what I can, man, to get this to the home front, because this is something that can reach people, man. This is something that's going to actually help people, man, and touch some people. So we partnered out, you know, been working on it, and things are moving along, man. Things are moving forward. And the Extreme Tour, man, I could tell people, it's not like your average concert or your average music event or anything like that. That's not what it is. It is faith-based, right? So it is people who believe in the Lord. It is people who come with the love of the Lord in their heart, man. So that's what it is. They go out to the communities, man, and they establish relationships, and they talk with people, man, and they offer resources and help and these type of things before you even do any kind of performing or you get the big performances and these type of things. So this is a real big thing for this area, man. I believe the last time they was in Oklahoma, I believe it was either in 2012 or 2002, one of those, since they've been there. And, you know, Muskogee, Oklahoma was nowhere on their market or on their radar, but now it is, you dig? And I'm thankful for that, man, because, like I said, it's a lot of hurt. It's a lot of people, man, that's hurting. It's a lot of people that's been affected by things that has happened in the past few years, so that's still lingering on, and a lot of people not healing. So something that just comes in and brings love, bring happiness, togetherness, a willing to care, man, a willing to offer resources, to talk with people, man, even have it available to pray with people. If you want to fellowship with people, that's available as well, you dig? And it's not like, you know, your typical gospel concert where, you know, you're going to be getting beat up with the Bible. One thing that I believe in that matches up with what they believe in as well is meeting people where they are in their comfort zone. You know, you got to meet people in their comfort zone because certain things we do can turn them away. And certain things that we can do would never allow them to want to come back, right? So once they turn away, sometimes that be hit and we lose that opportunity to share with them certain things. Well, when you meet people in their comfort zone, I 100% agree with them. When you meet people in their comfort zones, you know, you can get a better response because they're more comfortable, they're more open to even receive the good message, receive good words, receive help, receive these type of things. Most places, you know, have a bad negative image on them because, oh, that's a homeless shelter. So people look at the homeless shelter and they get a sense of something negative, or those bad people, and they this or they that, and it's not supposed to be that way, right? So if you do something there and you do it at that location, automatically the people in the community, automatically most of them are going to have a negative image right off bat because they already associate negative or low standards or whatever that is to a homeless shelter because of the people that go in there, right? So you do something there, you're going to block, you know, you're blocked there. You won't be able to get the full effect of it. You got to meet people where they at. So meet them somewhere where it's comfortable, man, something for the community. These people will be out when they get here, man. They coming over 30 strong. They will be bringing everything with them, man, a whole caravan, man. The whole team will be coming. And this is a nationwide and a global company, man, a global team. So they will be coming in. And they will go out to the community, talk to people, reach out to people, you know, offer resources and these type of things that they do. And on the last day, man, it's going to be something amazing, something pretty, pretty cool. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to put more and more information out there as days roll and as it come in. We'll put more out there for you to be able to be involved and to make sure it come because it's going to be a huge thing. And I feel like, man, it's something real impactful, something great for the area to be involved with. Again, man, it's not like, and big shout out to the last four digits, 9186, I'm going to get you all. And it's not like your typical gospel show. So you're not going to be, you know, beat up with the Bible, but it is faith-based. And it is with people who have that love in their heart, and that's what they're doing it for. It's not about the money. And it's not about those type of things. It's about exactly what it is. And that's amazing. They've been to over 100 different cities. And as they go, they've been everywhere, man. They've been outside the country, all over the country. And to have them to be able to consider and own the books to come here to our city, man, is a real blessing, man. So big shout out to them. Much appreciated to Mr. Damon Curtis. Much appreciated to the whole Extreme Tour, man. Everybody a part of it. Big shout out also GT Digital, Deep Entertainment. Big shout out to Dice, man. Everybody, man, that I've been working with and came in contact with, man, has been full of positive energy, positive vibes, and fellowshipping with me and talking with me, man, and showing me certain things that can be possible. All right, so let me get on. We got it. Last four digits, 9186. I'm about to bring you on. Last four digits, 9186. Welcome to the show. Who we got?
Hey, What's good? What's good, Mr. Street Soldier? This is Joe the Dreamer.
Man, what's going on with you, Joe the Dreamer? How you doing?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Just checking you out, man. I like what you're doing, yes. Man. I was listening
man,
to that old tour
that.
You talk about.
Yeah, man. It's going to be something amazing, man. I believe for the areas, man, not only just Muskogee, but for the surrounding areas, it's going to be something that's going to be real impactful because it's something different. And being here, at least for the 5 years that I've been here, it's been a lot of things, you know, to go on that it has been positive, it has been good. And I think this will be able to add to that, that it'll add on top of that as well. And it'll be a lot of diversity, man. It's going to be a diverse thing to where it's all out of love. You know what I mean? It's all out of love, man. And that's one of the big things.
Yeah, you was on point about you got to meet the people where they at, man. And that's what it's all about. You know, Jesus, he went and ate with the sinners and tax collectors, and they was mad about that. But, man, we just got to be willing to go to them places, man. Somebody got to take the word to them people, man.
Come on. Come on with it. You're right. I agree with you 100%, man. And while you're on, I got to tell people, man, y'all stay tuned because we got a lot of Joe the Dreamer, man. We getting ready to push out on y'all, man. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that as well. We got it geared up, ready to go. So y'all listen, man. Just following him since I done been and came in contact with him, man. And I believe Raider Factor, the one that put me and pointed me in your direction. And I've been inspired and motivated, man, by your push and just you know, your story as well. And we're going to get that out there more and more, man, because it's people in places that actually help with all kind of things, man. And I never knew about that. You know what I mean? That's why I love doing this, because I never knew certain things. And then I'm like, hold on. And when I found out certain information, you were one of the first people that I thought of. And I was like, man, now look at there. This is something I never knew that was possible to be able to help somebody. And then the information get, you know, presented to me in a way to where I can get it directly is just amazing, man. So as I said, everything this year has been a blessing. I'm very, very thankful, man, very humble. But the tour is something I feel like this area needs because you got Redbird, man. You got Porter. You got Taft. You got Boyne. You got, you know, not only just Muskogee, but you got Sakota. You got all these surrounding areas as well, man, that can be able to come in and enjoy it. Because once it start going on, man, and the promo and the media start going out there, people start getting contact, you know, people will start seeing just how big of a thing it's going to be. Like I said, they come in, man, they come in and it's outside, man. They do a big concert, set up stage, lights, sounds, the whole work, man. And it's a really, really cool event. And I just think, though, you know, and you know this area as well, man, and the surrounding areas, man. I think that's something that can help at least reach some people, man, or whoever is willing or open enough to allow it in and be able to touch some people and help some people, man.
Well, they planting some seeds when they going to do that, though. That's what it's going to do.
Right, right. Yeah, man. And, you know, talking with them, that's one thing that they talked about, man, was, you know, they want to come in and they want to, you know, go to the areas that need it. You know, they want to go to the areas where there is that hurting or that is that conflict going on, or the people that, you know, don't normally have resources come in and actually care. Not saying that nobody don't, but these are the areas they want to go to, man, because they actually really about it. And when you meet a lot of people, but when you meet people that are really about the faith, strong in the faith, man, and are really about it, they don't really have fear going into places because they walk with the Lord and they walk in love.
Straight up.
They don't come with no other type of animosity or no other type of energy. They just come with the goodness of the Lord in their hearts, and they do what they do. So I feel like, man, this is going to really help. We have lost so many people, Joe, man. We didn't lost so many here. And it's been so much pain, man. And it's like something. As soon as I came across it, I was like, I might not be able to be the one that can help in certain ways. But that don't mean that I won't be a roadblock or a hindrance to others that I might be in contact with that can come
right.
and can offer they help or offer that love. You feel what I'm saying? Like, people actually
yes,
do
sir.
That, man. They'll stop that type of stuff. Me, I might not be able to get this certain job done, but that don't mean I'm going to stop somebody else from coming in and spreading love that can help not even just me, but help somebody that I don't even know here. I ain't got that, man. My heart too big. You know what I mean? My heart too big.
Right.
Yeah.
Temperature of the world right now, but that's much needed, man,
yeah.
for real. And I just sitting back thinking, like, some things is about to change with the gospel scene, the music, the evangelizing, because that's what people are needing right now with the way the world is going. They gonna start coming around.
You right, man. And they offer so many... You know what I mean? Opportunities along with the tour, man. Again, it's the Extreme Tour. For everybody that's, you know, rocking with me on social media, I'll put a link out there for everybody to kind of check out, man, and get familiar with. Now, like I said, it's still in motion. It's just some things we got to, you know, put in line. But just be on lookout for it, man, because when it comes, again, I'm happy and excited about it because I felt the energy since I've been back, man. And I ain't saying it's like every day. But I felt the hurt, man. It's a lot of families that is hurting, man. It's a lot of people that is, you know, asking for questions or they might not be comfortable with talking to, say, us. But someone that they feel the energy and feel that's real, that's authentic with it, they might be able to discuss with them and end up getting some real help.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm not going to be that hindrance, man. So, and I feel like why they didn't been everywhere else too, and I was talking with somebody from Muskogee, and I said, well, why would that not be something that should come to Muskogee or come to our area for the outside areas? I mean, everything else comes, so this is something that should come for the people as well too. So,
definitely,
man, I'm excited about that.
You got me excited.
Yeah, and then like I said, man, they offer a lot of opportunities, man. I'm going to put out more information, you know, as we're moving forward. And just the whole message behind, the whole objective behind the Extreme Tour, man, and the people involved, you know what I mean? And especially for Muskogee, man, it ain't a whole lot of just different things like that come to our area. So when they see that these people have been to different cities around the country, you know what I mean? These different cities on West Coast, East Coast, down south, and then they like, okay, man, this is something that's real. This is something that these people actually love doing and about doing for real. And then you see the performances, you see the young adults that's involved. Some of the performances, you see some of them skateboarding, you see some of them riding bicycles, you see some of them doing things. So you see activity, you see people interacting. So, you know, the variety of different things. So it's just something cool, man, that you – in Muskogee, I got to say big shout out to Muskogee, man, because the entertainment scene, you know what I mean, all together I can say is doing good, it's popping. I know areas that hold the entertainment are having, you know, events and consistency. Hatbox, man, is doing wonderful things. The getting that up and ready has brought in a lot of revenue, has brought in a lot of different events and different things to Muskogee. So this is something, man, that's going to help, man, and I feel that'll help the city. It's something that's real. You know what I mean? It's easy to do a concert or something like that, man. But in this lane, I never wanted to be the type of person that I'm limited to only being able to work with, say, gangster rappers, or only being able to work with this type of person or that type of person, because it's more to me, it's more to the nation, to Femo Nation. So I am a man of the faith. Yeah, I am a man of the faith, man, and I believe, you know, with everything of me, and that will never change and it will never be broken. So it would be a shame for me not to be able to do something like this. I mean, that would kind of be like a waste of power, waste of talent, right? A waste of blessings to have this opportunity and then turn from it. Nah, that ain't us, man.
Gotta walk through both the doors.
And that's kind of how I felt, man. Like, all right, and it was a no-brainer for me, but it was, you know, it crossed my mind like, now you had a chance to turn from it, deny it, or to really give, you know, from your heart. Because like I said, and I'll say it again, man, it's not about me making no money. I'm not getting no money out of it, man, for doing the tour, nothing like that, man. It's all love, man. It's all love.
Straight up.
And that's what and that's what I want Muskogee to be able to experience in the surrounding cities and towns as well, man, because they are the hearts as well. It's a lot of surrounding towns that had going through a lot of pain, too. A lot of confusion,
yes,
too, man. So, and big shout out to the ones that is out there already doing something, you know, that's already doing what they doing, man, that's working to combat that and help the healing process. Nothing to take away from none of them, man. They've already got the energy rocking and rolling, and this is something that they've already, you know, started with the energy and the motions. This goes right along with them, man. And I'm going to be reaching out to a lot of different people. I've already reached out to some people of the community, some community leaders. I'm going to be reaching out to some pastors, man. I'm going to be reaching out to some more organizations and get some information with them, man, getting them in, getting them a part of it. And just stepping in if they want to, stepping in, because
right.
I promise when it come, man, it's going to be something wonderful. It'll be something big.
Revival life.
Again, Jota Dibble, man, hey, but that old net, man, this man right here, man, got an incredible story, I'm telling y'all, man, and we going to do it officially, man. I've been saying that, and so much been happening, and I ain't going to say it's a great thing, but it's a cool thing, because now with everything that's happening, man, that interview session will be further now. You know what I mean? Like, I believe more people are going to be able to be touched by that. And I believe everything happens in God's timing, man. So I'm excited for that. We got to get that in and get that locked away, because your story, man, is definitely going to touch some people. And like I said, there's some opportunities out there that you'll be able to walk right in, man.
Right on.
Straight up.
I'm looking forward to it, y'all. Today, can't wait.
Straight up, man. Hey, you want to tell them about your music, man? Go ahead, tell them about your music, man.
Yeah, it's your boy, Joe the Dreamer, man. Gospel rap, man. Just telling my story, man. Trying to draw people into the kingdom, man. You can find music on all platforms: YouTube, Joe the Dreamer, Instagram, Apple Music. Just type in Joe the Dreamer, you're going to find me, man. You'll be blessed, man, and that's what it's about, man, trying to gather our souls for Christ, man. We on the gas for Christ. That's what it's about,
there
with
it
me,
is.
Man, trying to get them to the kingdom, man, before it's too late.
Well, I can respect that, man, wholeheartedly. I can respect that, man. And I didn't mention your name to a few people, man, that I work with already, too, man, so... You know, I got them on notice, man, because, like I said, when I came across your connection, your story touched me, and your drive, man, your energy, and just, you know, everything that's going on, and you still push, and you still keep that faith, you know what I mean?
Oh, my mom.
That
got
right
to.
There, yeah, that's strong, man. It's a lot of
got
people that's not strong like that, man, so that's why I said I believe you're going to touch a lot of people. That more than you already have. Not saying you have,
right.
Because I've been doing my research, man. You didn't touch a lot of people. You dig, and I can respect it, man. You got a lot of people, man, that you didn't have, you know, memories with. You dig?
Yes, sir.
Big shout out to that. I try to do my research, man, and do my due diligence.
Yeah, that's right.
Straight up. But yeah, man, we gonna definitely get it in, man. Anything else you wanna say?
Yeah, man, shout out to Mr. Street Soldier, man. Famo Nation Radio doing big things, man. Shout out to the Extreme Tour, man. Shout out to Red Bird, all the black towns in Oklahoma, man. Joe the Dreamer, man. Gas for Christ. We stand on the gas, man, trying to pull them in, man. You know what it is. On my mama.
Straight like that, man. I'm going to put you on mute just a second, man. That Joe the Dreamer, man, hey, that type of person, man. Ain't saying nothing about the rest of y'all, man, but I'm telling you, man, when we had this interview session, you hear his story, you hear, you know, his grind, everything, man, it's going to touch you, man. Every time I do hear from him, even when I see him hit a like on a post, man, it just motivate me, man. It motivate me because of that, man, of the type of energy, type of spirit. Every time I done contacted him or he done contacted me, man, I done felt the same type of energy, man. And that's what I be focused on. A lot of people focus on a lot of other stuff that don't matter, right? But when you really feel that, man, and you know that's real, man, I love it. So y'all going to get that, man. Y'all going to get the exclusive from his mouth, from his own self, to tell y'all about his story. And I hope, man, that y'all tune in when that happens, man, so that you can end up following as well. If you're on social media with me, I'm going to make sure I get on after the show and post some of his work, man, so y'all can stop by. I know a lot of y'all don't like hitting like on Facebook. I ain't tripping, man. I know the traffic is there. The traffic is proven. So appreciate y'all for that, man. So make sure y'all stop through and check him out, man. Joe the Dreamer, a very, very, very great energy that's going to touch a lot of people coming through, man. Now, I'm going to give y'all a couple more, man, but ain't that kind of crazy? I gave y'all two things about Oklahoma, man. But I'm still sitting there thinking, man, because that's going to be a topic of discussion on a lot of people's dinner tables, man, is about the whole Oklahoma having, well, the Attorney General filing a lawsuit to stop, which would have been the first publicly funded religious school in the nation. I mean, Oklahoma been on the hot, man. We've been on the hot seat these past couple months, man. We had school teachers showing up drunk. We done had principals who used to be little, you know, dancers and in private, and then had child sexual charges in private years prior, and they end up getting elected to be principal. Man, Oklahoma, what's going on? Oh, we got to get some of this under control, man. Hey, we're going to be back in a minute. Y'all already know.
Stand up. how you do with a figure so fine. Can we go deeper?
Hot six figures, we ain't even shy.
She needs a 6 foot Sarah and a 6 feet
like
very tall vision, can you give me that? I would hate to think your defining characteristics is materialistic. If it ain't, then what is it?
Don't play with your intentions, girl.
I'm not trying to be a name in a little black book. So call away your boy, girl, that's a bad look. Gonna take away all the pain that you took.
Just talk to me.
I can't be
the fella that you need to the twilight. Keep all your dreams, baby, shine bright. See you in them jeans, that's a highlight.
it up for my band. They sound so lovely, will you agree? Check this out.
If you ever
see a change in me, then you know why. We're too busy chasing fame, so how could you blame me?
How could you blame me?
Now you wanna fuss and fight, girl, but that won't change it.
That won't change it.
Should've known from the start that I was nothing to play with.
Nothing to play with.
You was in love. You was in love. In love with the cloud. You was in love. You was in love. In love with the cloud. Why you gon' come back after all those things that you said?
Things that you said.
You let Instagram and Facebook go straight to your head.
Straight to your head.
You were worried about the fans instead of pleasing your man.
Pleasing your man.
Cause you was in love. You was in love. In love with the clout. You was in love. You was in love. In love with the clouds. You was in love. You was in love. In love with the clouds. You was in love. You was in love. In love with the clouds. You was in love. You was in love. In love with the clouds. Instead of me, it was the DMs making you smile.
Making you smile.
But you ain't no old time club boy, so jockin'
my style, jockin'
my style. I'm the flyest in the game, girl, I was
taking you places.
But you rather be on TikTok, that's for strangers,
that's for strangers.
You was in love, you was in love, in love with the clouds. You was in love, you was in love. Love with the clout. I guess them Instagram likes was more important. They tell you what I don't like and you ignore it. Girl, you know I'm a boss, I can't afford it. Time is money, you got time for the social. After the fame, it's like I don't even know you. Walking around mad like the world owe you. Now with selfie after selfie, trying to show off your face. Lost a couple pounds, now you trying to show off your waist. Cause you was in love. You was in love with the clout. You was in love, you was in love with the clout. You was in love, you was in love with the clout. You was in love, you was in love with the clout.
Say, man, we gotta give it up for that one right there. We gotta give it up for that one. That track right there, Soul Rhythm Life, man. I just been through that shit, man. But check this out, man. This is what we got to start doing, man. Every soul man, often, man, I'm going to try to make sure we tap in with an international artist, man, and had an international artist music played on the show, either before we start or before we ride out. So this one right here, Mile, Forget Berlin. Let's get it.
Chase, how to escape. Tonight, tonight I'm